Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, the Solidarity Walk is a virtual sponsored walk of 2,500 miles from Cape Town to Beitbridge on the border with Zimbabwe and back again. It's to raise awareness and funds for the South African Solidarity Fund. My guest this morning wants to rally her fellow South Africans in Cambridge to take part. We say good morning to friend of the show, Tanya Verdonk. Good morning, Tanya. How are you?
Good morning, Julian. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you very much. Despite not having much sleep, arriving to find that the air conditioning had been left on all night and it's cloudy and rainy today. But yeah, no, other than that, I'm good.
Can't you just open the window this morning?
That might invite some of the rain and the wind in, actually. I think it's probably the problem. Anyway, this is a virtual walk. We're seeing a lot of these at the moment, but I'm just wondering how familiar your fellow South Africans will be with the route.
Welcome to the virtual walk. Yes, Beitbridge, it's basically the furthest you can kind of walk in from South Africa on that Zimbabwean border to Cape Town. So we are just trying to walk across the country in solidarity with our fellow South Africans. Yes, because we can't be there to help out. And you can imagine South Africa really, really needs our help in you know, the current circumstances.
Because they've had a tough time, haven't they, in South Africa with coronavirus? I think they've just, am I right in thinking they're just coming out of like a second lockdown now?
Yes, I mean, it is one of those things. It seems that obviously it started a little bit later there. So they had a lot of warning. So they had an immediate, quite severe lockdown. But then the cases didn't come. And so this is a very strange virus, I think, we are dealing with. You're doing, on the one hand, you're doing as the best you can. And on the other hand, you know, they're still suffering through it. So in some ways, they've locked down too early. But now, you know, they're kind of only warming up to their peak now, really. So.
Well, hopefully coming out of the other side with the support of yourself and your fellow South Africans in Cambridge. And I guess with this around the world as well, is that how it's going to work?
Yes, I mean, in some ways, coronavirus has kept us all apart. I mean, this will certainly be the first year that I won't be going back to South Africa. But in many ways, the technology has kind of, you know, bound us all together. So we have the opportunity to do this virtual walk. And obviously, we don't necessarily advocate meeting in great big groups of people and, you know, keeping at a social distance. But, you know, we can kind of just walk together in this way with your family, with, you know, and just get us to get those miles. And obviously, the idea is to raise funds for the Solidarity Fund. But actually, all we want, really what we want, is just people registering. It's £1.50 to register and just walking the miles. And that would mean so much to South Africans to show that we care. And we've got some brilliant ambassadors in, you know, former Springboks Francois Pienaar, Andre Snyman, Lucas Radebe is up, you know, one of our South Africa's probably most well-known football soccer player. And, you know, the wonderful PJ Powers that sang the 1995 World Cup, World Union Rugby World Cup song. So, you know, everybody's really kind of putting their hearts to this. And this is actually something South Africans can do. You know, we feel powerless sitting here. But this, you know, everybody's always asking me with my the local chamber group that I run here, what can we do for South Africa? Now, this is something you can do. Just walk the miles and use the hashtag Solidarity Walk.
But I'm assuming you're not asking people to walk all 2,500 miles, because
no.
they'd fall over fairly quickly, I would have thought.
No, absolutely.
Even a fit South African might have trouble.
Yes, you know, I don't think we should be doing this together, stronger together. And you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm going to register Desmond, my Cairn Terrier, and I'm going to put a little Strava app on his back, and I'm going to let him do some miles as well. So, you know, we will get there in our families, in our with our friends, you know, everybody that loves South Africa, that understands, you know, what we need there.
So I suppose you could do this as some part of socially distanced walk, really, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Group of you, providing you stay the prerequisite distance apart from each other, you could go off and wander up to the Fens or something and clock up the miles that way.
Definitely. And I mean, I think what I'm planning to do on Saturday, I'm going to start my walk at Mandela House, which is a Cambridge City Council building. But I thought, aptly named Mandela House, I shall start there.
Every town in Britain has a Mandela House. If they had a Labour government prior or Labour council prior to the 90s, they have a Mandela House, trust me.
Well, I will be making my way to Mandela House on Regent Street. I will start there and I will walk across all the beautiful, you know, across Cambridge, past all the beautiful colleges. I will end up at Cafe Abantu, which is run by a South African South African couple.
Oh, good call.
Absolutely. Have a turmeric latte and then probably ease my way back past the Eagle Pub, which is the first pub I've visited in Cambridge 19 years, 1 month and 2 weeks ago.
That's the one where DNA was invented, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah. That's it. So that's going to be one of my walks, a little bit of a trip down memory lane, and then absolutely, you know, meet up with some friends in the Fens. We've got great big wide open spaces around here, and you know, do the miles in that way.
How many South Africans are there around Cambridge? How many in your chamber that you're aware of, for example, and probably presumably there's even more beyond that?
You know, I think there's a lot more that, you know, I've heard like there's, you know, about 4,500 or so in this kind of area. But it's really difficult to actually, the data around that is really difficult to obtain because, you know, of various census and, you know, it's difficult to get that data. I have tried. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a lot more that I, you know, don't know of. And in my sort of local chamber, we're a group of about 30 or so business people. And, you know, but obviously there are a lot more people working here, teachers. Dentists seem to be one thing. A lot of South African dentists
That kind of follows.
Nurses, of course, carers, of course. And, you know, this year our Chamber Awards is also going to feature the spirit of Ubuntu, which is going to look at South African key workers that have, you know, helped in the fight against COVID-19 in the UK.
Mm. I'm assuming you don't actually have to be a South African to take part in all of this. If anybody fancy joining in and showing some solidarity, they could also sign up.
Definitely. I mean, obviously, if you knew me, I would have emotionally blackmailed you into this already. But really, it is anybody that, you know, just have the time that want to you know, this is, I mean, I don't have to tell you about the exchange rate between the pound and the rand. Your pounds can make a massive, massive difference in a country like South Africa. I think it's £25 can feed a family of four for a month in South Africa. So, you know, that's for us doesn't feel like a lot of money. For you know, that would make a huge difference in South Africa. But yes, anybody can take part, and we want to see lives, and we want to see pictures, and we want to see photos and hear people's thoughts as they're walking, and that you can get on the Solidarity Walk Facebook group. That's going to be a very live, interactive group.
Okay, is that the best means to find out about it, or is there a website where people could also look to get the details and sign up?
Yes, so it kicks off this Saturday. It's going to run for 10 days. You can go to southafricanchamber.co.uk for everything there. And obviously, because of South Africa's history, there's also obviously a lot of question about corruption and, you know, these funds in South Africa that comes up in the news all the time. The Solidarity Fund, there's a fantastic webinar where they're explaining how transparent they are, and you can actually see where that money's going. But there's also the Facebook group Solidarity Walk. But of course, Julian, I have a very unusual surname in this country. So if you Google Tanya Verdonk, you will find me. I shouldn't tell people this, but you will find me, and you will find my business, Spirus Marketing. And if you contact me, I will give you all the information you could possibly need.
That seems pretty good. Well, Tanya, thank you very much, as always, for speaking to us this morning. I need you to report back in a few days' time and tell me how many of those miles you managed yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, the challenge is up. Okay, now I really have to get the dog running.
Yeah, get that dog out there. Just sit on the bench somewhere. Just send the dog off around somewhere. It's not going to cause too much trouble.
Oh, that's not really in the spirit of things, though, is it? I suppose, do it now.
I suppose not. Tanya, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Tanya Verdonk, and do take a look if you can at the Solidarity Walk. And as Tanya said, you can also perhaps get in touch with Tanya just by Googling her. It's very easily found. It's now 8:20.
Cambridge 105 Radio.